It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass EG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there, and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut him out.
There he is.
How you doing, young man?
What's going on, brother?
I try not to get in too much trouble. The more I know, the less I tell people.
Is that right?
Yeah, something like
that's
that.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. No, I'm kind of confused. So, beautiful morning.
Oh, isn't it?
You got
nice
rain. I did not get zero drops.
Yeah, it kind of woke me out of my beauty sleep,
really?
As you can tell.
That's been happening for about 10, 15 years.
A long time. Yeah. 4,700th here at the studio.
That's, no, I didn't get any.
And it was just a brief, like, probably 15-minute span, and it was done.
Really? Well, good rain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, they're working on the road again today.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. You hear it, too, don't you? You hear a little hum in the background.
Once in a while, right.
A little vibration going on.
Crushing out there. But, yeah, they're going to start laying down cement in some areas.
They're started this morning.
Yeah.
So, but down there, you know, where they're not replacing the whole road, where they're just, it's all full of water, every hole.
Oh, sure.
Water.
Yeah. Oh, well.
There's no drain. Because they've taken the road out and it just sets.
Sits right there. Yeah.
You did anything fun last night?
I'm trying to think what I did. Not much, no. Kind of picked on a couple of grandbabies.
Did you?
Yeah. That was about it. Get them revved up and send them home. And,
that a boy. You know, feed them some candy.
Give them some mints, you know.
That a boy. That's
yep.
him.
Yep.
Do they like the mints?
Yeah. Kamari.
Oh, Kamari likes the mints.
Yeah, because he's, what, 2.5? And he kind of talks a little bit like Forrest Gump sometimes, or, you know, but he kind of stretches out every word, but Grandpa and me, I'm in.
Fair
all
enough.
Right, all right. Sure. We got it.
We got you.
Got you covered. So.
Yeah, good for you. So, your question of the day, Philip, have you ever practiced kissing in a mirror?
I'm sure I did. That's where I got my first kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And you've had 50 years of bad luck.
So, yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
Yeah, what can you do, buddy? What can you do? Well, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you think lawn chairs belong permanently in truck beds. How many times have you seen that?
You know, not for a long time. I was just talking to somebody the other day about that. That used to be a lot more commonplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think it's legal. I don't even know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
you
it
can't
is.
Ride in the back
I don't
anymore.
Think you're supposed to. But it used to be all that was like, hey, that's how you got from point A to point B, you know?
When I was a little guy, Dad used to take us places and when we were good. I don't remember going anywhere.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, anyway, the old seatbelt, the old arm seatbelt, you know. We'd be all three standing up in the seat, and we'd go around a corner or something. He'd put his old hand over here. Like, that's going to stop us, Dad. But, you know, seatbelts and stuff, it wasn't.
No. It wasn't. You didn't have to have them.
You didn't have to have
right.
them.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But my wife.
I remember buying a truck one time that didn't have seatbelts.
It must have been an old one.
It was an old one, yeah.
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 Pre, like, 72.
Yeah, it was a 70. It was seven, in 1971, it was a little yellow bomb of a truck.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm going by memory, but I believe they weren't, seatbelts weren't required for all of the seats until, like, the late 80s here
I'm
in
sure.
Wisconsin.
I'm sure.
I think that they started with the front, you know, and then they, but anyway. But, yeah, my wife, June, when their family took a vacation back in the day, and they're all little, she tells about one laying in the window bed in the back of the car,
yes.
and one laying on the floor, and, you know, whatever.
Do you remember when cars didn't have time clocks at them?
Right. Well, if they did, they didn't work.
Right.
It was like a some sort of add-on that usually didn't work.
I remember going down the road, and if we didn't have, you know, if we didn't have the time or something, we had this piece of paper that says, "Time, please."
Yeah.
And they would just show up.
Time, please. Oh boy.
Yes.
Anyway.
I wish that's the only thing we threw up when we were going down the road.
Threw up?
I mean,
oh.
Threw up a sign. I wish that was the only thing that we, you know. It's tough growing up, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
Here's your, here are your rapid fire questions for the day.
Oh, all right? Boy.
Go to gas station snack.
Peanuts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is it the honey roasted ones? Is that right? Or is that the
They're one? Good, but you know, the other time you went with me to a game, you turned me on to...
Oh, yes, those...
pecan pralines.
You love them, don't you?
Well, I do. And those are, again, the kind, you know, if you're driving, you want to stay alert. I always have to chew on something. Well, you can put one of those pralines in there, and you can suck on it for about 3 miles, you know? So and there you go.
Bag will last you till Sextonville.
Absolutely.
All right, your favorite smell...
New mown hay.
New mown hay, okay. Yeah. Mine is the smell of fall.
Oh.
All right, so and I know people go, well, what's the smell? To me, the smell of fall is a wood stove burning in the distance, you know, like a house, you know, like a wood. Mm-hmm. It's just that with the little brisk of air, cool, fresh air. Oh, nothing better than that.
I think about it with Friday Night Football and
yes.
You start to get a little dew on the grass.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And sometimes, and I remember... cigarette smoke being a huge popular event at the football games. No lie.
Hopefully not the players.
No, well, not in my day. But believe this or not, when I started high school, okay, they had a smoker's box for high school students. Do you remember that? The smoker's area.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
They had a smoker's area for high school students.
Must have been a different time there in P. Ridge. I go back to the 70s. I don't remember. But I do remember fans like at football games, you know, when I was younger.
Right.
It was all right to smoke on school grounds.
Yeah, I'll never forget those seniors smoking out there in the smoke pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
One thing you won't share, fries. Pecan pralines, oranges.
Can of ski.
Can of ski. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, yep, right. Yeah.
Guilty pleasure song.
Something by the Partridge Family.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I've said that for a long time.
Okay.
David Cassidy. And
yeah.
Because, and it's not that the music is so good, but it takes me back to being about 8, 9, 10 years old and watching them, you know, and hearing the records, and still feel like that when I hear one of their songs. It just kind of takes me back. So
yeah.
There you go.
Weirdest thing in your car.
Boy, I don't know. That could be any number of things.
Weirdest thing in your car. They've got to be something in there that's weird.
It's all practical stuff.
Not counting the mice.
Though there aren't any mice, I don't think.
I got all mine out.
I got rid of those, right. But I have a heater, you know, like
right.
A small, I don't know if that's considered, you know, but it's going to be here before we know it. I just carry this stuff all the time. I've got a heater. I've got a fan. I've got a light, like a gooseneck
light. Yeah, you do.
Because you need all those things when you go to games. Different times.
When I first saw you with a gooseneck light, I was going, what is the light for?
Yeah.
And then I went with you, and it's like, even in gyms, sometimes they're dark up there and you can't read. And that little light just...
Yep.
It's perfect. It doesn't distract anything.
I didn't take it with me last week to the baseball game in Arena.
Did you need it?
Yes. I thought, you know, because the field lights aren't enough sometimes, and you're off in the shadow, and you're trying to see.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't take that.
No, I forgot it.
Well, that's a first for you. Sharks existed before trees did. True or false? Or Hanko or Facto?
I think so. I think
yes,
it
is. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sharks predate trees, ancient sea predators of ancient seas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so elephants can't swim. Hanko or Facto?
I think they can swim.
Yeah, elephants can swim. Yes, they can. Actually, pretty good swimmers.
I'm thinking they can, yeah.
And just never get their trunks wet.
How long have you been waiting for that one?
Oh, I just made that one up on the fly,
Philip. That's good.
Yeah.
That's not bad, Hank.
I didn't even make Monday, though.
You're here all week.
Yeah,
right. You know, cattle can swim. You know,
yes, they can.
Little known fact.
Yes, but they can.
They don't like to.
Nope.
But they will if they
have
to.
They will. And you only need one cow to go across.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else will follow.
Right.
Usually within 20 to 25 feet of where that first cattle went.
It's funny. Sometimes they walk on their back legs, and then they paddle their big front feet, you know, or hooves.
Kind of like Henry does.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a Pea Ridge dog paddle, right?
Yeah. All right. Beatles drummer Ringo was born as Frederick.
No, Richard.
You sure?
Well, I don't know.
Born Richard Starkey. He became a famously lovable Ringo Starr.
Yeah, Richard Starkey. Frederick was his first name, but I don't think so.
I don't think he was either. I think it was Richard, wasn't it?
As Richard. Yeah. Richard Starkey. Yeah.
A day on Pluto is shorter than a human lifespan. A day on Pluto.
I think that's true.
It is true. Pluto rotates every 4.6 Earth days, shorter than many lifespans. Isn't that crazy?
I thought you were talking about the cartoon character for a moment.
He's still alive.
He still is. But Pluto got demoted to a dwarf planet.
Yes, he did. Was it even a planet, though?
Well, I think they've kind of rescinded that a little bit. I think they've gone back, and I think it's
probably a little guy
reinstated as a small planet in our solar system.
Well, let's see here. Russia is larger than Pluto in surface area. True? Is it Hanko or true?
Give me it again.
Russia is larger than Pluto in surface area. Surface area.
Yes.
If it was all.
Yes. I say that's right.
It is. It is. It's Pluto is around 10,556,333 miles. And Russia's bigger than that. That's crazy.
That is, man.
That's nuts. That's
Factor Hanko.
Yeah.
Lots of fact today.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's hard to find some truth. It's hard to find truth with me, Phil. Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen.
Well, that was that is an urban legend. I remember hearing that when I was a kid. You know, they're gonna thaw him out when they find a cure for whatever he had. Mm-hmm. But I think that's not true. I think it's
Hanko.
It's Hanko.
Yeah, he was cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Beatles performed their last live concert on a rooftop.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Do you know where?
Apple Studios.
You're right on this, aren't you?
Yep. January of 1969.
The first video ever uploaded to YouTube was of cats.
Yes, that's true.
It is true. It was actually a zoo featuring a trip to the zoo with kitties.
Yes. Yeah. And how many cat videos since then?
Oh, my goodness.
All the cute cat stuff.
Yeah, Annie. Have you ever uploaded a video of Annie?
I should. Annie's got several just unique traits. And one of them is she lays flat on her back in the middle of the floor with all four legs extended, and she does that all the time. Sleeps like that.
Yeah. Vikings wore horned helmets into battle.
Minnesota?
No.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not. It's a bunch of Hanko. The image came from opera costumes in 1800s.
Oh, sure.
Actual Viking helmets were horn-free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Didn't come from Oprah.
No. Opera. My goodness. Anyway, what else do you have,
speaking
Phil?
Of which, Hank Don Phonics. He's on something, that's for sure.
Hank Don Phonics, here we go. Let's see my word of the day.
How about this one? There we go.
Ooh.
How about that?
Oh, I think I got that one.
Do you?
Mischievous.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Mischievous. It's correct pronunciation is... Mischievous.
All right. Well, 0-3 then.
But we often do say mischievous.
So what? But
mischievous is how you're supposed to say. It.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Phil was mischievous all day.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. Yeah.
In the air chair.
That's right. Yeah. That kid, I could have crowned him.
Yeah, I could have crowned. Oh, here one more. A snail can sleep for 3 years, Philip.
3 years?
Yep, a snail can sleep up for 3 years.
Must be a radio announcer, you know? Could be. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
Yeah. During drought, snails hibernate in sealed shells, sleeping for years.
What a dream.
Yeah.
It must be.
I tell you what.
All right.
Some people have all the luck, and some people just have snails.
Don't. And today is Make Your Own Luck Day. That's one of the things to celebrate.
Well, enjoy your day, young man, and thank you very much. Have a great day. Be kind, my friend.
That's Hank Bray.